I want to give you an update on the election and specifically Prop 50, which is a ballot measure. And right now, this looks like it's something that could impact parental rights and homeschool freedom, both in California and across the nation. If you remember, Senator Pan, California State Senator Pan, has been involved in the California legislature for a number of years and termed out and has not been in the legislature for a while. And but while he was in the legislature, he was behind a lot of legislation that went against traditional parental rights, and particularly the issues around education and medical freedom. One particular thing that he proposed was the Children's Bill of Rights. I've written an article on this, so you can check that out as well. But the Children's Bill of Rights was one of his proposals. He also introduced at least three different bills and got them passed related to parental choice involved in medical freedom on vaccine issues that we opposed. AB 2109, SB 277 were a couple of those. There were also other bills, including a bill to make it so that parents would have to let children decide on their own vaccines. Another bill that that he was in favor of was a mandatory kindergarten bill, lowering the requirement for compulsory attendance in the state of California, things like that. A lot of these go against the traditional parental decisions that he wanted the government to take over. So this is important because Prop 50 would redraw the lines in a way favorable to make paving the way for Senator Pan, particularly, to run against somebody like Kevin Kiley, who's a member of Congress, who has been very supportive of parental rights, both in California, across the nation. One of my concerns is that it would make it so that Senator Pan could more easily, and possibly very easily, run against Mr. Kiley and take his place in Congress. Obviously, that's a direct attack on parental rights and the family structure as we know it today. And so I would encourage you to vote no on Prop 50 as it goes against the fundamental right of people to have the lines for districts drawn by an independent commission, and ultimately would likely lead to a more liberal set of legislators taking away rights of parents and families, not just in California, but taking the agenda of liberal legislators from California and spreading it across the nation. So that's my concern. If you're interested, read my article from Sacramento to Washington and take a look at those concerns. So thanks so much, and don't forget to vote.